to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the Stewardship Witness for Sunday, October 21st, 2018, by Virginia Higgins.
Everline called me and asked me if I would give a testimony about my faith journey, and I said, sure. And then I hung up the phone and I said, what did I just do? But like Sheila Barris, who spoke last week, I grew up with an alcoholic father. My parents literally fought every single day of my childhood, and often the violence was so extreme my mother and sister and I had to stay with neighbors or church members. If it had not been for neighbors, the church, Sunday school teachers, 4-H leaders, and teachers, I really don't think I would have made it out of there. Fortunately, I did well in school, was valedictorian, the outstanding senior student of the year, student, etc. One Sunday school teacher, who I called Uncle Ken, was like a father to me. He walked me down the aisle when I married at the age of 19 to get away from home. I remained active in church, but became disillusioned when my minister behaved very inappropriately toward me. I divorced at age 21 and went to grad school at the University of Michigan. I remained in Ann Arbor for 7 years, and none of my friends were talking about God back in the 70s. When I was 28, I met John, and we were married 2 years later. He is the best thing that ever happened to me. When we moved to Rochester 33 years ago, we were going to the Church of the Paint Creek Trail. John and I would walk down the trail every Sunday. But Sally Hall, whom some of you remember, was working for the psychological clinic I owned, and she persuaded us in her very, very formidable way to try St. Philip's. We did and got involved. John in the building of the new sanctuary, and I am the vestry. We formed a very, very close relationship with Barb Handelsman, whom we still miss to this day. Through the inspiration of others and reading about abundance thinking, we decided to tithe. Soon after John lost his job, we were panicked, but kept our commitment. John began his consulting business, and it flourished. I think it was a God thing. Due to circumstances I won't go into, we left St. Philip's for a time about 12 years ago, but part of our hearts were always here. We started attending St. Philip's again about 6 years ago, but we still attended the First Congregational Church. In June of this year, we decided to put all of our energy and finances into one church, and happily we chose St. Philip's. 2016 was a horrible year. I had breast cancer, and John had HPV, stage 4 throat cancer. His tumor was wrapped around his carotid artery. He had 154 stitches on his neck, chemo and radiation, and was on a feeding tube for 10 months. I can't tell you what the support from the church meant to us. Every card, every visit, every prayer, and every call will stay in our memories forever. Thanks to all of you for getting us through this very difficult time. Now John and I are excited about coming to church every Sunday. Instead of getting up and saying, we've got to go to church, we get up and say, we get to go to church, as well as attending other church events. There is such a wonderful, positive energy at St. Philip's now. We love the choir and our fabulous organist, Jim. Our vestry search team did such an outstanding job finding Eric. We all appreciate their efforts so much. Eric has had such a positive impact. The adult education classes, his wonderful sermons, Lenten series, home visits, and outreach. He never seems too busy to listen and support. He is our shepherd priest. And we also are very blessed to have Rhonda and Sharon. No. Sorry, I'm not a public speaker, as you can tell.
You're away for a while, I tell you.
The youth services are so inspiring, and it is wonderful to see new young families in our church. I love the new diversity in the church. Outreach is great and growing. Neighborhood House, SOS, Bound Together, 12-step programs, Boy Scouts, ECW, and the Episcopal Relief and Development Fund. Bible study, readers of Romeo, and foyer dinners and birthday lunches offer great opportunities to grow spiritually and create deeper bonds. Mary Eberline and Sue Mason and others have added so much fun with their festivities, and Sarah Sempler and others have welcomed new members so graciously. ECW does such a wonderful job around funerals. The support to those grieving will always be remembered by them. Finally, we can again be proud of our exterior building thanks to the vestry, the building committee, Brianna and Dee Hilbert, and all who contributed financially. John and I are glad to pledge our time, talent, and financial finances to St. Philip's for this next fiscal year. And finally, I want to conclude with a very appropriate reading from the Daily Word, which I read every day, and it's on prosperity. I am grateful for the many ways prosperity expresses in my life. My prospering thoughts find expression in my life in many ways. I enjoy an abundance of love, peace, health, and happiness, and I pause regularly each day to appreciate my many blessings. The same blessings express whenever I focus my creative thinking on my finances. No matter what my ego mind says, I know that I have nothing to fear. I am one with the divine mind, and fear has no place in my consciousness. I am guided quickly and easily to choices that will lead to financial prosperity in my life. In quiet moments of meditation throughout the day, I appreciate the ways in which my life is prospered now, and I call upon my gratitude to gently dissolve any sense of lack I may perceive. And from 2 Corinthians 9:6, the scripture is, the point is this, the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Thank you.